I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue each week and then explains how we can deal with it naturally. And I'm curious what we're going to learn today. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, this morning we're going to actually talk about sex. And, you know, sometimes patients will come to see me for various different kinds of issues. A lot of women will come to see me because of libido issues, hormonal changes, but men will come to see me for erectile dysfunction. And I actually just recently had a case where this patient had used some pharmaceutical medication and it didn't quite work for him. And he came to see me to see if there were other alternatives. So certainly, you know, from a naturopathic perspective, we have to look at issues associated with hormones. For example, depression and thyroid problems can reduce our interest in sex. But, you know, medications, including antidepressants and even some thyroid medications actually that are used to treat some of these conditions can have a dampening effect on our libido. So one of the things I often do with patients is actually have them check their hormones. And we can do that certainly through blood. But one of my favorite tests is actually a urine test, because this particular test can give us over the course of a day. So they're urinating on a couple of different test strips over a 24-hour period. It can actually give not just estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, but also things like melatonin, which is an important hormone for sleep, for example. And certainly when we're not getting enough sleep, women have hot flashes, all those kinds of things can dampen our libido if we're really fatigued. So the kinds of things that can be affected, for example, by even a drop in estrogen that accompanies perimenopause and menopause, which can affect our libido. You know, we can have vaginal dryness, vaginal thinning, and that can actually lead to pain during intercourse. So that's obviously an issue associated with decreased libido. If it's painful, nobody's going to want to engage in any kind of sexual activity. So from a naturopathic perspective, we can test for hormones. We can use specific supplements. There actually are specific natural supplements that can increase vaginal lubrications. We can actually use specific natural substances to help the vaginal lining to heal, to be less dry. So there's many non-hormonal solutions. And this is important, especially for women that have had cancer or have a family history of cancer and they're afraid, for example, or concerned using hormonal therapy. So there are natural therapies to use for these kinds of issues. So certainly from a naturopathic perspective, we can certainly help with libido, vaginal dryness, perimenopausal symptoms, hormonal imbalance, and do testing to make sure that we're addressing the issues properly.
Well, we've spoken many times, but this is the first time we ever said S-E-X from a naturopathic point of view. And if anyone's having problems and wants to discuss sex and libido with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, a complimentary consultation is yours. You can have solutions for sexual dysfunction. You can have a conversation with Dr. Betty by just calling her. And the number, Dr. Betty?
The number is 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001 and thornhillnaturopathic.ca, the website, as all my team, is linked from marilyns.ca, so you can connect that way. And if you're driving along and you can't remember the numbers or the website, just remember my name, put an S to it, add .ca, or call me at 416-504-6777. You'll hear the number throughout the show. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to hearing what we're going to talk about next week. Maybe it's more sex.
It could be. Thank you so much.